Don't change that dial. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, it's time for
the Holy Spirit of Jesus coming alive on the air on WGBB, where God's broadcasting begins.
So listen up. Jesus is on the air.
You betcha petunias he is.
And that was Dr. Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chippo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus.
We certainly do. And you know what the best part of it is? Tony, the best part? He loves us.
Absolutely.
And if he didn't love us, boy, we'd be in big trouble.
Absolutely.
Hey, we have a surprise guest today, but he's not here yet, Tony. And I don't know what I'm going to do. We're just going to have to wing it for a little while. And the topic is going to be the Holy Spirit, but we got to pray that our guest shows up. What do you think?
I have no fears.
You think he's going to make it?
Yeah, I think he's going to make it.
Will you do me a favor? Say something about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to look out the window.
Go ahead. So, John, so you gave away. The guest is the Holy Spirit.
I didn't give it away. You just did.
Oh, I did.
Such a blabbermouth.
Boy, you can't. Let's talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit.
Oh, go ahead.
And let's put it in the right perspective.
Okay.
This Holy Spirit is a gift. A gift from Jesus.
Right.
Gift from God.
Right.
But what a powerful gift. Isn't this the same Holy Spirit that came down on the apostles on Pentecost and poof, 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 lit fires on top of everyone's head?
Not only that, it's the same Holy Spirit who came to the Blessed Mother and created the life of Jesus in her that
yes.
she brought forth to the world.
Absolutely.
Can you believe that? And it's the same Holy Spirit that was in Moses, Abraham.
So he goes way back.
He goes way back.
Now, one more point.
Yeah, go ahead.
This Holy Spirit that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So powerful that when he came down upon each person on Pentecost, he changed literally the apostles who were afraid of their own shadow
mm-hmm.
into a lightning rod of evangelization.
That's right.
And they were no longer afraid.
I know.
And they didn't hide in the closets anymore.
I know.
That's a powerful spirit.
And if you're going to come out of the closet, it's better to come out of the open upper room and share the Spirit of God with people. That's the better way to go.
So it's such a wonderful gift that
hey,
God...
you know what, though? I wanted to read something from the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
I just want the listeners to know that Dr. Palmer, like myself, is a research doctorate. But he comes with tons of books piled on the table. So now he's going to read some of his books, Dr. Palmer.
Well,
yes, Tony, I will. It says in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This knowledge of faith is possible only in the Holy Spirit. To be in touch with Christ, we must first have been touched by the Holy Spirit. He comes to meet us and kindles faith in us. By virtue of our baptism, the first sacrament of the faith, the Holy Spirit in the Church communicates to us intimately and personally, the life that originates in the Father and it's offered to us by the Son. How's that for a mouthful?
Originated by the Father.
And is offered to us in the Son.
So what is that telling us?
It tells me that the Holy Spirit is the mutual love of the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father, and he's personified. Holy Spirit is not a ghost. It's the third person of the Blessed Trinity. He's a divine person who wants to be close, personal, intimate with us. That's the Holy Spirit.
And the important thing is, I think you said, that he's part of the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
And he's part of the Holy Trinity.
Tony, I hear our guest coming.
I knew he'd make it.
There's a flame over your head. There's one over Peter's head. It's over Trevor's head, too. And Anne-Marie, she got it, too. The flame is here. And he's going to speak.
So let's welcome the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for inviting me here today. It's not often that I get to share what I wish to say publicly. I love sharing my love with anyone who will listen. Listeners, why do you doubt that I am truly the Most Holy Spirit? Have you not read in Scripture that I am sent to dwell in you to teach you truth? After all, I am your counselor, your consoler, your instructor, and your healer, and most of all, I'm your best friend. I dwell in you. I lead you through life and time our way, if you let me. I know just what you need to know, so that you may learn to live your life in accord with our values and not the values of the world of man. Let me add, listeners, I am timeless love. I view your life from our timeless perspective. I know how to redirect your heart, your soul, and your mind so that you may live in our love now in your world and forever in our world of love beyond time, in our New Jerusalem. Does that sound like pie in the sky, Tony?
You know what? I was just going to mention that, Dr. Palmer. You always preempt me, but...
I'm not Dr. Palmer. I'm the Holy Spirit speaking to
Dr. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, thanks for go ahead.
But as you were reading...
You got to get on board, kid.
As you were reading, the thought came to me. But you know... This sounds like the Holy Spirit is so mighty and so powerful. But you know what? He's not distant. He's like Jesus. He's there for us when we want him.
Right.
You know what? Confession is good for the soul. So I have to confess. I rely on the Holy Spirit quite often. Do you know when you asked for me to do a few talks, the few talks that you've told me, asked me to do, that before I talk, I ask the Holy Spirit to help me out.
What do you think happened
tonight?
Because
you make me so nervous. I don't want to be that nervous when I talk. So I ask the Holy Spirit to come and help me out.
And you know, I'm glad that you do that because otherwise you'd be a terrible mess. we got to watch out for that.
You know, my buddy Palmer.
You know, he's saying right now, I can talk through you, Tony. I can talk through Pete, who's sitting here. I can talk through Trevor and Anne-Marie. If you surrender your inner voice to me, and if you let me come through you, and is that impossible? He said, let me ask you this. Didn't we tell you that mountains will fall and seas will turn to dust, but that we will be with you even if heaven and earth disappears? Wow.
Now, isn't that...
Think of that, listeners.
Isn't that a wonderful...
Think of that.
A wonderful thought.
We, Father, Son, and he says, myself, love you so much. All we ask is that you say yes to our love in you. And once you do this, we will lead you our way through the twists and turns of life in your world. We are your eternal GPS. Do you know what that stands for?
Yep.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
You're very controversial.
Yeah. We are your eternal grace protection system.
Oh, another
GPS.
Another GPS. Okay.
And did we not say in Scripture, we know when you sit and when you stand. We know exactly when you need our help and exactly what help you need. Is that so hard to believe, listeners?
No, but you know what, John? What you're saying is really amazing, because we, with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Trinity, they're our gods. We rely on them for our existence. But you know what? They're not so far away from us. They're there amongst us, asking us to help them, asking us to give our problems to them.
Yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful gift?
And is that really so hard to believe? And he's adding something else. I can hear it. After all, we are divine. We know all that you think, say, and do before you think it, before you say it, and before you do it. But we do not control you. We do not force our will on you. We never, ever violate your free will. We always respect your wishes.
So it's up to us. They're there.
Right. That's right.
They're at our beck and call, you may want to say.
Yeah, he is.
And but we have the free will to accept them, to become friends with them, to ask them to be our friends,
yeah,
or to ignore them.
And he said, I know there are listeners who don't believe this, and we want to make a point here, too. We are not laissez-faire. In fact, we're quite aggressive. Have you never heard of the Hound of Heaven? You know, that may be a little overstated. However, we pursue all souls into the depths of their sinfulness. We know your sins. And we are the grace of forgiveness within you that is the antidote for the sins that do their best to keep you away from the truth that we, in love, wish to teach you. So we're happy that you invited us here, Tony. Thank you, and John. And we do so want to let you know that we do exist, and we truly have your best interests at heart. We're going to disappear for a while.
But wait, I just want you to know.
You're trying to control me?
It's an honor for us to have you visit our meek, humble surroundings and our radio show.
Well, we go almost anywhere, Tony. And coming here is a privilege for us as well, because we're not just visiting you and John and Trevor and Anne Marie and all these other people. We're visiting Long Island. And we're present in the power of the Holy Spirit right now, saying to Long Island, wake up! Wake up! Look at your world! Look at what's going on! Are you going to sit back and be run over like a steamroller? Or are you just going to stand up and say, come in, Holy Spirit. Come in, Holy Spirit.
And that's who we rely on.
That's right.
The Holy Trinity, our Heavenly Father, our big brother Jesus.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit. And to boot, our Blessed Mother.
You know, Tony, as long as you ask me to stay, let me go on. I have some other things I want to say. Is that all right?
You're the guest.
Okay. You know, listeners, it's so much fun for me to be able to talk to so many people at one time. The last time I did that, there were a group of scared people in the upper room. Remember, you just talked about that.
Yep.
And I had to light a fire over their heads so that they would get the idea that something special was happening. Today, for example, you weren't so certain, John, that I was coming, but I'm here, am I not? And I use the wind of the moment to come and rest in each heart. So listeners, when you open your heart to me, I come like the wind, and I touch you, and I say, I love you, and I want you to grow in my love.
But I also know, Mr. Holy Spirit, that you come not alone or without bearing certain gifts. And you come with gifts.
Absolutely.
And there are a whole bunch of gifts.
Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, piety, fortitude, courage, fear, and awe of my love.
And this is all available to us?
Yes, it is.
For the asking?
For the asking at any time you want. In fact, if you're up the creek without a paddle, you call to us and we'll give you a motor for your boat rather than a paddle. That's how much we love you. We overgive you. We overgive you everything you need, because we know that you and John and so many others, Trevor, you all waste a lot of our gifts. You just don't appreciate them. But when we start lighting a fire over your head, boy, things start hopping. Look at what happened to those silly men and women who were in the upper room. They ran out into the streets as if they were drunk, and they spoke to the crowds, and everybody heard them in their own language.
And they had no more fear.
No.
That's the most wonderful thing. Yeah. They all hid when Jesus was being crucified. They all hid. One person stood, John. But now they're out there.
They thought they were going to come and get them, and they were cowering in the room. So I had to come in with the wind to put a little fire over their heads and pinch them a bit in the fanny and get them to move. And they went out and talked about in their own language, but everybody heard them in their language. Talk about the Tower of Babel in reverse. That was quite a day. And it's the first time I really made my presence known in such a pronounced way.
As a matter of fact, you made it known in such a pronounced way that the church has declared Pentecost Sunday as the birthday of the church.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right. You call that Pentecost. I call that get out of jail free day. Just as if you were playing Monopoly. Because the jail you're in are the lies of humanity and the lies of the evil one that keep you prison. So I get you. Give you my get out of jail free card. And I know it's hard to believe that I'm real. I can't be seen. I can't be touched. Yet I make my presence known in every heart, every listener who wants to just say yes to my request to enter their being. I come in and I teach them truth. I make every day that begins with a yes, a mini Pentecost. You know, Pentecost is going on today, right now, in this radio station. It's the power of my love speaking through my friend John and through you, Tony, and through the prayers of so many people who are praying for this radio program. It's Pentecost. We're coming alive all over Long Island. And I'll teach my friends all that they need about our love so that they can get out of jail forever. Forever. Amazing.
May I ask a question?
Oh, all right, if you have to. You're going to ask me, when was I first touched by Jesus? Come on,
yeah,
I know what you're going to say.
When were you first touched by Jesus?
I got news for you. It happened simultaneously. Father Jesus and I, boom. About a great Big Bang theory.
And one
fell
pow.
Swoop, love, boom. We didn't begin, though. We always are.
So your love, Mr. Holy Spirit, or our Holy Spirit, equals the love of our Heavenly Father.
That's right.
And our brother Jesus.
That's right. I am their mutual love, personified. I'm a divine person, their love. For each other, personified. That's the whole relationship, unity and love. That's what we want all of our friends to have. That's what Bishop Murphy means when he says, I want you to belong to Jesus more deeply. He says, I want you to open your heart. Be aware that I'm alive. I'm not just on paper as words. I'm a divine person. And I want to be in relationship with you. That's what I want. That's what our Father wants. That's what Jesus wants. And we don't want to raise Bishop Murphy up too high, but it's what Bishop Murphy wants too.
Oh, absolutely.
Why not? I'm the gift of love that once set free in a person opens their being to a whole new way of approaching life and time.
So your gift is never failing and never ending.
That's right.
And all we have to do is say, okay,
yeah,
come on,
yeah,
send me the Holy Spirit.
And you know, when I come in, a lot of people think they're crazy. I feel like I was touched by God. Well, of course you've been touched by us. You said yes. Talk about an altar call. You can have an altar call every moment of your day. you say, yes, I'll come in. And you're not crazy. It is my divine impossibility of being alive in a host, a piece of bread, and in a cup of wine, saying, come on, sit down, sup with me, be filled with my love. That's all it takes.
So as I always say, the love of Jesus, the love of our Heavenly Father, the love of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, is the greatest love story ever told.
That's right. Because but you want to know something?
Always there for us.
Want to know something? It's not a story. It's a fact. It's truth. It's not a story.
I led you on to that point.
I know you did. But it's not a story. It's for real.
It's
you know,
for real.
That's important. Time is temporary. You know this. But
absolutely.
We are forever. And it's the heart desire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to open the doors to forever in love in every person, Catholic or not, as they walk in the world of time. Am I upsetting your apple cart?
Mine?
Yeah.
No. As a matter of fact, you're...
Trevor, am I upsetting your apple cart? Oh, my gosh. We have a Pentecostal with us, too. What
no.
are we going to do?
No, Trevor's right on there. He's right there with us. No, you haven't upset my apple cart. You actually somewhat enlightened me even more than I thought I was.
That's my job. That's my job. And, you know, it's hard getting through to Palmer. He is so closed.
He's dickhead.
Oh, my
Where you
God.
Want?
He wants to be in control of everything.
Oh, is he a control
You
freak?
Know that. He interrupts you when you read your saints. He interrupts Trevor.
Nervous.
He raises his hand. He gives direction. He walked in today and Trevor said, the general is here. You know?
And your eyes lit up because I saw you loved
yeah,
that statement.
Yeah, I loved it because I was in control. But the spirit.
See, Trevor, I told you, don't tell this guy stuff like that. He gets carried away.
And let me add, this is now, let me go back into the spirit. Let me get out of the way. Lord, get me out of the way. So I come alive in each person as if a wind out of nowhere. I touch every listener now with my breath of life. And then I kind of seem to fade away. That's why they say no one knows from whence I come and to where I go. But actually, listeners, I dwell in you. I do not come and go. I rise up in you on an as-need basis to help you over the hurdles of life and time. I seem to come and go based on your willingness to allow me to rise up in you in your times of need. But I'm always there. It's you who come and go. I'm always there. Oh, and I'm fun. I got news for you. I'm fun. I love to laugh. I love to sing love songs to your heart. I know how hard life is in your walking time. I know the troubles you have. Simply tell you that if you will listen to me in your heart, I will give you a whole new perspective on your concerns. I delight in changing your usual knee-jerk reactions of negativity and despair into hope and love, even in the face of death. We have a gentleman here whose job is winding down and he doesn't know what's coming next. And I tell him now, don't be afraid. I will lead you through a different door and open a whole new way of life for you. It's the way I work. That's my work.
Can I ask a question?
Are you going to anyway?
Do you also,
what do you ask?
Yes,
you
I'm
ask?
Going to.
You're
going to
ask anyway. Go ahead.
I'm just curious. Do you also dance on the table like Palmer?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Just
my
curious.
Legs are good. All so they have to do, listeners, is accept my love.
And this is all exciting.
My help.
I think you know that.
I know.
This is exciting. It's revelation. It's probably reaching people that never thought of the Holy Spirit in this light.
Right. We know how to turn the mountain of pain and despair into molehills through the wonder and the power of our love in each listener. And we can do it beginning now. Just say yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I know how hard it is to believe that I would be so straightforward in describing what I do. However, I don't usually get a chance to speak openly to so many people at one time, and I want to get as much instruction in as I can before I run out of time to speak to all who listen at this moment in time. I'm running out of breath. I'm running out of breath. I can't wait to get more and more and more into each head. Even the hardest head, I will break through. The truth of that is, the man who's reading my words had the hardest nut to crack in all the world. He was so much in control. Let me add, dear friends, I'm your best friend. I'm like Tonto, the Long Ranger's faithful companion. I don't ride Silver. I ride next to you, side by side. Actually, I ride inside of you as you rush through life and time. I am your all-purpose friend. I love to talk things over within you. I lead you to my way of thinking by scripture, by music, by imagery and artwork, by workshops, and really, even by listening to silly little radio shows like this. I get out there, and I'm touching somebody now, and I get right in. I find ways. Oh, and of course, I am also fully alive in the Eucharist that you receive at Mass. I am the sanctifying and actual graces that you receive in that sacrament that I release in you, as the divinity of our Son Jesus mixes within your humanity.
Wow. I only have one little problem.
Yeah?
Who's the Long Ranger in Tonto?
I wasn't born then. They were the same ones who were around when they had dials on radio. It's the same people. I can see you're getting a little skeptical, Tony.
No.
And maybe listening to you getting a little tired. So I want to close with a prayer. It's a variation on an old standard. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give these listeners this day their daily bread. Forgive these listeners of their trespasses. Enable these listeners to forgive those who trespass against them. Lead them not into temptation. Deliver every listener from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power of love forever. I guess I'll just mosey along, Tony. It was fun being with you. Thank you for inviting me in here. I hope you invite me into your heart. I can't wait to surprise. For now, just be still.
Troubled minds and hearts.
Be still and know.
I wanted to say, be still, know, and listen.
That's right.
That I am your God.
Wow. And listen, is I want you to know that the words that I read were words that I received in prayer this morning, at 5 o'clock this morning. I was awakened with the show on my mind, and I typed those words. And you can believe whether they're for me or from the Holy Spirit. You can believe whatever you want. To tell you the truth, I don't care. Because I know for certain who my boss is. And I know for certain who speaks in my heart. Don't you have a saint like that too?
Yes, I do. But I just want to mention before we talk about the saint that I second it. We know who our boss is.
We certainly do. And I know you have another saint who listened to God.
Yes. And that,
tell the listeners.
And that saint is Saint Francis of Assisi. By the way, it was decided upon at something like late last night. So the research that was done on Saint Francis of Assisi was rather rushed. But let me preface before I go into his little life. You've heard about Saint Francis of Assisi. He rejected all notions that what we would call today the American dream. He had the American dream in his hands. He had it in front of him, but he rejected. He wore ragged clothing, dirty clothing. He associated with poor street people and lepers. He publicly gave away his personal wealth, and people just couldn't figure him out. Why? This guy had everything you could think about. He had a loving father that would give him the world. I mean, an earthly father that would give him everything. But he chose to be shabby, unkept, so much so that the crowd hissed and mocked that the son of the richest man in town should go begging for stones to repair churches. Does that remind us a little bit of Jesus? Where he had everything that he could possibly think of or could have. Chesterton wrote, "In appearance, he must have been like a thin brown skeleton, autumn leaf dancing eternally before the wind. But in truth, it was he that was the wind and that blew the things around. He was born in the year 1182 to a merchant couple who imported fabrics and sold them in Italy. His parents thought Francis was going to become a successful fabric merchant and very rich. And to tell you the truth, at the beginning, he liked the good life. He saw the good life in front of him, and he went out with his friends and etc. Instead, through different events, he decided to join the Second Crusade and had a fancy suit of armor built for himself. But on his first night out, he had a vision. The Lord was sending him back. He then faced the jeers of his neighbors, who thought him as a coward. Francis, undeterred, turned away from war to peace and vowed he would await a future sign from God, or better yet, the Holy Spirit, maybe? Francis then had a vision in which God told him to repair his church. Francis took this literally and with his own hands began to rebuild the church where he had been praying. But God meant a bigger church, a better church. So Francis' mission was to help rebuild the whole church. Francis began preaching about humility, poverty, and simplicity, and prayed to everyone, even the birds, whom he thought of as God's special creatures. While others looked upon him for alms in the later Crusades, Francis went to the Muslim leader with a message of peace. He attempted to express God's brotherhood by truly living by the gospel. He lived by the gospel. But his life of poverty and wandering, while good for his soul, was hard on his body. He died in the year 1226. The order he founded, the Franciscan Friars, carries on his humble teaching in every corner of the globe today. And he was touched by the Holy Spirit. I just want to add one more thing, Dr. Palmer. Francis abandoned his wares and ran, when he saw this beggar begging, it touched him so much that he ran after the beggar, gave him everything he wanted, everything, and helped him, and then decided he was going to give all his possessions away. And when he got home, his father scolded him in rage and said to him, what are you doing? You can have anything. And I'll end the story by telling you, he took all his clothes off, threw it before his father's feet, and says, these are not my clothes, they're yours. You keep them. My clothes comes from God. And that was the short story of St. Francis of Assisi.
It's just amazing what happens when people say yes, and the Spirit comes in. Look what happened to St. Francis. Look what happened to you, Tony.
Oh.
And to myself, yes. And to Trevor, and to Anna Marie. I should say the preacher man and ace on WGBB. But, you know, but once, their lives were turned around.
Once you say yes to Jesus, you make that commitment. Yeah, you know what? He'll turn you upside down. But you know what? You're going to be happier for it. And you are happier for it.
And it becomes very confusing once you start down that road. Because I know from my perspective, I was so used to my way. And it took me years to learn what John the Baptist taught. I must decrease so that Jesus may increase in me.
Absolutely.
And that's a very hard lesson to learn, and I'm such a controller. You know it.
Oh,
I know. And
do I know it.
Yeah, but everybody is. And every listener is a controller of some sort. And you know what? We all have a particular way of living that we don't want interrupted.
You know what I got in my mind when we were talking about you being a controlled speaker? So I got in my mind, yeah, but he's lovable. And that's you. You are a control freak, but you are lovable.
Do you want to get a room?
You are. You are, and I'm happy to be your friend.
Well, and I'm happy to have you as my friend.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Let's move on, Palmer.
Tony, I'm going to go cry. What am I going to do?
Let's go move on.
You know what I would like to do, Tony? First of all, I'd like to just briefly describe what happens after you say yes. And I can do it in terms of some of the doctors of the Catholic Church, St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of Cross,
St. Catherine of Siena,
so many who have talked about the spiritual life. And when you say yes, there are basically three stages you will follow. The first is purgative. And St. Teresa of Avila says that's the period in your life when the Holy Spirit comes in and points out to you, John, I don't think that's a good idea for you to be doing that, and would you like to change? And if you say yes, the Spirit will help you change. And we all have junk that we inherited as part of our spiritual DNA, and we have to be willing to say yes, come in Holy Spirit, and yes, what Cardinal Mercier said, I give you permission to change in me what needs to be changed so that I may belong to Jesus more deeply. And it's so real an interaction that occurs. That's purgative. The second stage is called illuminative. And that's no matter where you turn, the Spirit illuminates your mind with the perspective of God the Father, and God the Son, with the idea that God is love. And he teaches you that. He illuminates it like a great big light inside of your head. And he changes your whole perspective by saying, God's not out there. He's inside of me. And he wants that close, personal, intimate relationship with me. And then the third stage is called unitive, where you get a sense of being one in love with God. St. John of the Cross said you have to go through the long dark night of the soul before you get to that. And I'd like to talk to St. John of the Cross and tell him I got 100,000 dark nights of the soul, but I don't think I really understand what he meant by that.
But let's put,
those three stages are important.
They are. But let's put this in perspective. The Holy Spirit is multifaceted. I mean, he has gifts that he gives us. He brings us through several stages, right? Important stages, as
That's
you call
right.
them. And so if you just let him in, into your heart, I see, pow! I see he'll turn you upside down.
Yes, he will. I'd like to pray for our listeners now.
Oh, let's do
that. And we'd like to pray that they be open to the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jerry DeAngelis is playing the Spirit song in the background. I can't hear it because I don't have my earphones on. But Trevor, leave our microphones on during this time because we're going to pray that anyone who is within earshot of this radio program, receive an altar call. Step forward. Say yes. Come in, Holy Spirit. Say yes. Be part of our life. Come. So, go ahead.
So listeners, this means that we're praying for you out there.
Absolutely.
We're asking the Holy Spirit to come to you out there. We love you. We adore you.
And we thank you. And it's not that hard to do.
Thank you for being listeners. Just thank you, thank you, thank you.
And here's Jerry. He's going to tell you how to do it. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Touch the hearts of every listener. Gary, where are you? There he is. Let him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the and his spirit like a will descend upon. Come, Holy Spirit, touch the heart, the soul, the mind, the will, and the body of each listener. Come, Lord Jesus, fill each listener the power of your love. Open their hearts, change their minds, infuse your love in them. Praise you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all who stayed through this show, and by just saying yes, they're open, Lord. Fill them up to overflowing. Fill them up to overflowing. Praise you, Lord. Jedavaran, Jedavaran. And for listeners, I'm praying in tongues, which is the language of the Holy Spirit. Jedavaran, Jedavashinavaran, Jedavaragorosh, Ganina. Sedavarangaravarash, Chandavaran, Jedavar. If you have the gift of tongues, pray with me at home. Jedavaran, Jedavaran, Jedavashinavaran. Pray for everybody in your family. Pray for them all, that they all be touched with God's love. Tony, this is kind of a special day. Special day for me. I don't know about for you, but certainly powerful because of the presence of the Holy Spirit here. You know, Tony, a lot of Catholics think that the charismatic Catholics are nuts because they raise their hands and they open their hearts and their souls and their minds to God.
Well,
but they're not nuts.
I did see you dance on the table, Palmer.
But you know, it's beyond raising your hand and singing. It's saying, yes, come in, Spirit, and lead me closer to Jesus. That's where I want to be. I want to be as close to Jesus that I'll feel his arms around me. There's a little sign that comes into my mind. When Jesus cries, I taste salt from his tears. And when Mary cries, as she is for our world, that we know that it's not hopeless and that there is a way out of all the trials that are in our world. We just gotta say yes and grow.
You know, this has been a special day today, Dr. Palmer. We had such a special guest, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I'm sure the Holy Spirit touched many, many lives out there. And if he didn't touch any lives, he's out there trying.
I want to point out, next Tuesday night, I'm doing a workshop at St. Mary's in Manhasset. And that workshop is on food for the journey. And we have a very small adoration chapel. We get 20 or 30 people. But if possible, we'll find ways to squeeze a person in who might have been touched by the Holy Spirit during this hour.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll be there. Is there a charge?
Yeah, no charge. And next Saturday at St. Mary's in Islip, Scott Hahn is going to be present. And he's going to give a wonderful talk, building again on what started in today's program, building on the love of Jesus. And also, next Saturday, if you don't want Scott Hahn and you're a woman, you can go to Curie of Oz, because they are going to have their first
women's conference
that day on October 20th, the week after. Michael Kelly is going to be out at St. James and Setauket. And he's written so many books, one in particular, Rediscovering Catholicism. And he's a wonderful speaker. And he will be presenting a whole day out there. And in the afternoon of the 20th at the Living Waters Center in Melville, Michael Reale is going to be there with the glove from Padre Pio.
Which is amazing to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm trying to say is that there are so many opportunities for us to all grow in the love of God. And all we have to do is take advantage of them.
Absolutely. What gigs are you doing, Palmer?
Pardon me?
What gigs are you doing besides Tuesday night? What else are you doing? You got any other things
at the end of the month? I'm going to be at St. Aidan's for their night of prayer and healing.
Oh.
And I'll be doing that healing prayer at the end of that. They get about 200 people there.
But that'll cost you now. That was a little commercial that you did. So I think I'll be sending you a bill.
And if you really want to know what's going on in the diocese, email me, jpalmer@drvc.org, and I'll keep that newsletter coming to you.
And also, if you have petitions, if you have anything you want to mention about the show, if you have any suggestions and recommendations, email us. I promise you every email will get responded to at wgbb1240@aol.com.
And I don't want us to go off without some song. You know how I am.
Yes, I do.
And the song that comes to mind is Salvation Belongs to Our God. Trevor?
And unto the Lamb, praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength, be to our God forever and ever, be to our God forever and ever, be to our God forever and ever, amen. And we
tonight.